Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Government approves increase in minimum support prices for 14 kharif crops for marketing season 2024-25. Centre gives nod to project for development of all-weather greenfield fort at Vadhavan in Maharashtra worth over 76,000 rupees. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman holds first round of pre-budget consultations with leading economists. Intense heat wave leads to 16 deaths in Delhi. Health Ministry issues advisory to states for preparedness and timely response to deal with heat-related illnesses. Over 550 Hajj pilgrims die in Saudi Arabia's Makkah due to blazing heat. And in women's cricket, India beat South Africa by 4 runs in second ODI of 3-match series in Bengaluru. The government has decided to increase minimum support price for 14 crops, develop Vadhavan port in Maharashtra and develop the first offshore wind terminal in Gujarat and Tamil Nadu. The government has also taken decisions for development of Varanasi Airport and National Forensic Infrastructure Enhancement Scheme. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the government has taken 5 major decisions in the cabinet meeting. Talking about the decisions, Mr. Vaishnav said the cabinet approved minimum support prices, MSP, for 14 kharif crops for marketing season 2024-25. He said significant increase in MSP for paddy, cotton, millets, pulses, all seeds will benefit the farmers.
आज के फैसले से किसानों के पास करीब करीब 2 लाख करोड़ रुपए एमएसपी के एवज में जाएंगे किसानों के खातों में. This is 35,000 करोड़ रुपीस मोर देन द प्रीवियस सीजन. 2 लाख करोड़ रुपीस विल बी द टोटल फाइनेंशियल इम्प्लीकेशन ऑफ द एमएसपी एंड दिस इज गोइंग टू बी अ वेरी सिग्निफिकेंट इम्प्रूवमेंट इन फार्मर्स इनकम.
The minister said the third term of Prime Minister Narendra Modi is very important as it focuses on continuity with change through many decisions for farmers' welfare. He said the government is working to build 2 lakh godowns across the country. Mr. Vaishnav said the government has decided to develop an all-weather greenfield fort at Vadhavan in Maharashtra. He said over 76,000 crore rupees will be spent on building this port, and after completion, this will be one of the top 10 ports of the world. He said this port will generate around 12 lakh job opportunities in the coming years.
आगामी समय में economic activity, economic growth के लिए बहुत बड़ा माइलस्टोन है. इसमें 9 कंटेनर टर्मिनल्स रहेंगे, 4 मल्टीपर्पज बर्थ रहेंगी, 4 लिक्विड कार्गो बर्थ रहेगी, यानी पेट्रोलियम इंपोर्ट हो गए, ऑयल इंपोर्ट हो गया, इन सब के लिए. इट विल बी कंस्ट्रक्टेड बाय द जॉइंट वेंचर ऑफ जवाहरलाल नेहरू पोर्ट अथॉरिटी एंड महाराष्ट्र मैरिटाइम बोर्ड. इसका कंप्लीट कंस्ट्रक्शन 2 फेजेज में होगा. फेज 1 जो 2029 तक कंप्लीट होने का प्लान है.
Mr. Vaishnav said the government is continuously working to increase the renewable energy capacity in the country, and in this direction the government has decided to develop first offshore wind terminals. He said 2 projects will be commissioned in Gujarat and Tamil Nadu, having 500 megawatt capacities each. The minister also informed that cabinet has approved the development of Lal Bahadur Shastri International Airport in Varanasi at a cost of 2,869 crore rupees. Talking about another decision, Mr. Vaishnav said the cabinet approved the National Forensic Infrastructure Enhancement Scheme, under which off-campus of the National Forensic Science University and Central Forensic Science Laboratories will be established across the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that the central government is working towards making the country's higher education system more advanced and research-oriented. Mr. Modi was addressing the gathering after inaugurating the newly built campus of Nalanda University at Rajgir in Bihar today.
Hamara prayas hai Bharat mein duniya ka sabse comprehensive aur complete skilling system ho. Bharat mein duniya ka sabse एडवांस रिसर्च ओरिएंटेड हायर एजुकेशन सिस्टम हो. इन सारे प्रयासों के नतीजे भी दिखाई दे रहे हैं. पिछले कुछ सालों में भारतीय यूनिवर्सिटीज ने ग्लोबल रैंकिंग में पहले से काफी बेहतर परफॉर्म करना शुरू किया है। 10 साल पहले QS रैंकिंग में भारत के सिर्फ 9 शिक्षा संस्थान थे, आज इसकी संख्या बढ़कर 46 पहुंच रही है।
Finance and Corporate Affairs Minister Nirmala Sitharaman chaired the first round of pre-budget consultations with leading economists in New Delhi ahead of the General Budget 2024-25 today. The pre-budget consultation meeting was also attended by Union Minister of State for Finance, Pankaj Chaudhary, Finance Secretary, Secretaries of Departments of Economic Affairs, Revenue, Financial Services and Corporate Affairs and Chief Economic Advisor. 16,47,000 new workers have been enrolled under the ESI scheme in April this year. The Ministry of Labour and Employment has informed that around 18,490 new establishments have been brought under the social security ambit of the ESI scheme in the same month, ensuring social security to more workers. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
New criminal laws, namely Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita 2023, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Samhita 2023 and Bharatiya Saksha Adhiniyam 2023 will come into force from the 1st of July 2024. To know about the new criminal laws, you can download NCRB Sankalan of Criminal Laws mobile app from Play Store or App Store. This app serves as a comprehensive guide, providing complete information about the new criminal laws at one place.
Welcome back. You are listening to the news at 9. As cases of heat stroke surge in several parts of the country due to an unrelenting heat wave, the Union Health Ministry today issued an advisory for state health departments asking them to ensure preparedness and timely response to deal with heat-related illnesses. It has asked state nodal officers to disseminate the National Action Plan on Heat-Related Illnesses, HRI, and implement health action plans at district and city levels. The advisory read that strengthening health system preparedness for HRI is crucial, including regular data submission on heat stroke cases and deaths, and organizing task force meetings for updating and approving heat health action plans. Earlier in the day, Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda reviewed the situation and preparedness of the central government hospitals in this regard. He directed the hospitals to set up special heat stroke units. Meanwhile, intense heat wave led to 16 deaths in Delhi. Ram Manohar Lohia Hospital, RML, in the national capital, has confirmed that 9 people have died due to heat stroke related illness in the last 3 weeks in the hospital. Safdarjung Hospital in the city has also reported 7 deaths. These 2 hospitals have also reported several hospitalizations. Talking to Akashwani News, Professor of Medicine in RML Hospital, Dr. Rajay Chauhan, spoke about the special facilities being provided in the hospital for the treatment of the heat stroke patients.
We have facility of ice-making refrigerator, so which can generate ice of 150 to 200 kilos in a day in order to treat heat stroke patients. Following other precautions, one should wear light-colored cotton clothes while venturing out. Preferably, we should not venture out in harsh weather. Between 10 to 4 is strict no-no because it's very dangerous time to go out. We have to make sure that at periodic intervals, we take fluid breaks. Fluid breaks meaning conventional drinks such as shikanji, ampanna, bel patra juice, chhach.
As the country grapples with a persistent heat wave and an unprecedented rise in power demand, the Coal Ministry has said that it is ensuring that the country's thermal power plants are well stocked. A statement released by the Coal Ministry today said the country has experienced the highest ever coal-based power demand this year, with a 7.3% increase compared to the previous year. In response, coal stocks at power plants have also seen a significant rise. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has said North India is expected to experience partial respite from heatwave tomorrow and the day after due to a western disturbance impacting the region. Talking exclusively to Akashwani, IMD scientist R.K. Jenamani said, as the western disturbance affects the northern parts of the country, isolated thunderstorms and light rainfall is likely over Punjab, Haryana and Delhi. However, the relief will be temporary.
today the temperature may be 1 to 2 degree fall, but the night temperature continued to be much warmer for the June month since 1969. But the heat wave, because of WD, western disturbance, is impacting the Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and North Rajasthan. So there will be isolated dust-storm, thunderstorm, including our capital Delhi, during today night or tomorrow morning, but that will be light rainfall. There will be temporary relief, actually, mainly from 19 onward.
More than 550 pilgrims have lost their lives due to scorching heat wave during Hajj pilgrimage at Makkah in Saudi Arabia, with extreme temperatures exceeding 50 degrees Celsius. Egypt has suffered the most significant losses, with at least 320 pilgrims succumbing to heat stroke and related illnesses. Diplomatic sources from Jordan report at least 60 fatalities among their citizens, with the number expected to rise. Many of the Hajj rituals, including the prayers on Mount Arafat, involve being outdoors for hours in the daytime. While preventative measures are typically in place, this year's extreme temperatures appear to have overwhelmed these efforts. Back home, a Delhi court today extended the judicial custody of Delhi Chief Minister and AAP convener Arvind Kejriwal and another accused, Vinod Chauhan, to the 3rd of July in a money laundering case related to the Delhi excise policy scam. Both were produced before the court through video conferencing from Tihar Jail after the expiry of their judicial custody. The AAP leader was arrested by the Enforcement Directorate on the 21st of March. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge has raised questions over the relocation of statues of major leaders in the Parliament House complex. He demanded that the statues of Mahatma Gandhi, Dr. Babasaheb Ambedkar and other national leaders must be relocated to their original locations in the complex. In a letter to Chairman of Rajya Sabha Jagdeep Dhankar, Mr. Kharge said each statue and its location across the Parliament House complex held immense value and significance. The Lok Sabha Secretariat had already denied the allegations of relocation of statues of great leaders, saying that these statues have not been removed from the Parliament House complex. It emphasized that statues are being installed systematically and respectfully inside the Parliament House complex. Biju Janata Dal, BJD President and former Chief Minister Naveen Patnaik, will be the leader of the opposition in the Odisha Legislative Assembly. He was elected as the leader of BJD Legislature Party at Bhubaneswar today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Jammu and Kashmir starting tomorrow. During his visit, Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate 84 major developmental projects worth over 1,500 crore rupees in the Union Territory. On the occasion of President Draupadi Murmu's birthday tomorrow, Akashwani will broadcast a recording of her exclusive interview by former Union Minister Smriti Zubin Irani. The interview can be heard at 8:45 a.m. on Akashwani Gold and the entire national network of Akashwani. In women's cricket, India defeated South Africa by 4 runs in the second one-day international of the 3-match series in Bengaluru this evening. Put into bat first, India posted 325 for 3 in the stipulated 50 overs. However, South Africa failed to achieve the target of 326, scoring 321 runs for the loss of 6 wickets in the stipulated 50 overs. The third match of the series will be played on the 23rd of this month. In ICC Men's T20 World Cup, South Africa were 147 for 4 in 15 overs against the United States in the first game of the Super 8 game in Antigua. Earlier, the US won the toss and opted to bowl. The Indian cricket team are set to start their campaign in the Super 8 stage with a clash against Afghanistan and Barbados tomorrow. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government approves increase in minimum support prices for 14 kharif crops for marketing season 2024-25. Centre gives nod to project for development of all-weather greenfield fort at Vadhavan in Maharashtra worth over 76,000 crore rupees. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman holds first round of pre-budget consultations with leading economists. Intense heat wave leads to 16 deaths in Delhi. Health Ministry issues advisory to states for preparedness and timely response to deal with heat-related illnesses. Over 550 Hajj pilgrims die in Saudi Arabia's Makkah due to blazing heat. And in women's cricket, India beat South Africa by 4 runs in second ODI of 3-match series in Bengaluru. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.